Hello, everybody. Welcome to Two Mics and No Script, where we talk about any and everything, and it's all unscripted, raw action. So please enjoy the video. Don't be scared to drop a like and subscribe and comment. Let us know what you thought about the video. Thank you.
Hey.
We're back live?
Let me get those try that fucking Jim Beam, bro.
We're back on?
No, yeah.
I'm making Instagram posts, bro.
Yeah.
Should I plug my Instagram, see if I get like 12 followers?
You should.
It's a private account. They have to request it.
They have to?
It's nothing. Yeah, I mean, it's a private account. You can't look at my shit unless you... To, right? I'm not forcing anybody. You can just look it up and not look it up. I don't give a fuck.
Rape is rape.
You know, I'll keep it private. I don't need any clout. You can make an Instagram page for this if you want. I just don't really... Oh, I mean, fuck it. For this, I'll show my face, I suppose.
Thought about it.
I always post, like, skull shit, you know, or a skeleton, yeah. So I always, like, a skull filter over my face.
It's better than Black Chad. When he started to follow me, I was like, what the fuck?
I don't have his name on there. I can't even remember what his name is.
I don't remember what it is. I'll plug Black Chad, but...
He's cool. I'll tag him and he can figure it out.
Well, my Instagram blowing up.
And we'll just say that's like a minute behind. You thirsty?
Yeah, I'm fucking.
You got tea, you got bourbon, like.
Dude, I've been fucking trying to drink. I'm trying to drink something tonight, dude. Who drank all the fucking Jim Beam, dude?
Snack packs in here? I think both of us. I mean, I think
we're. Get you one of them while they did.
I mean, I'm still sipping on this one Superior Light beer.
Superior.
2.6 carbs, 95 cal, 4.2% alcohol per volume. The motherfucker drinking from the bottle of Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea made with cane to sugar. Read the back of that. Start reading the labels on shit. You want to lose weight? Look at the back of that. How much sugar is in that?
Too much.
Read it. Hand it to me.
I don't want to. Read that. What's that say?
Amount per serving, 90 calories. There's 4.5 servings. 23 grams of sugar. Includes 23 grams of added sugar. 46%.
Oh my God, bro.
So look at that. Let's say this is half the bottle, right? It's like, that's how much sugar is in that motherfucker.
It makes the liquor feel good.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck chases liquor with fucking sweet tea.
Me?
Me. Oh my God. It makes this a little more sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much is a. Yeah, there's no nutrition facts on the back of birthday. Yeah. It's like, don't do it.
Don't drink this.
It'll make you drunk.
Yeah, that shit's fire. Dude.
It's just like, it should. I want to make a liquor. Like, we'll make a.
Don't drink me.
We'll do a two mics. No script, liquor, and it says it'll make you cry.
It's a big cry.
Yeah, it'll make you sad.
He gets you drunk. Drink it, it gets you drunk. Can't believe my grandfather is fucking watching Trailer Park Boys. That shit's got me dying, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty funny when I heard
it.
And I said, like, some little line, like, God damn, Ricky! And he's like, I know what that means. I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's laughing about it.
He seems cool.
Yeah. Definitely, my family's like, you got it. You got to get to know them or they talk to you. Like, you can't just walk up to, like, anybody in my family and be like, hey. Like, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? You don't even drink like that, you know?
They're probably wondering about me. Like, what's this guy just here with his high-vis hoodie on? Yeah,
he might fucking suck the goat's dick. We don't know.
He might be gay. It's been decades since I sucked a penis.
Might be gay.
Where'd you get that from?
What?
That. Rhino?
No, I got it from Ark Road.
Like, there's, like, this black guy, like, watching a video of this dude making, I can't remember the guy's name that, like, makes his shit, but he's like, how the fuck you make burrito bread? Because he, like, makes burritos, and he, like, dries them out, and then, like, blends them, and then makes it into a dough. He's like, how the fuck? The guy's reviewing it, you know, not reviewing it, like, watching. Like, how the fuck you make burrito bread? You know, and like burrito seasoning out of burritos.
Yeah, some of those are fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, I just like died laughing.
Yeah, I love me a good reel. Well,
yeah, but you get caught in the doom scrolling.
Yeah.
You know, I get sucked into it, you know.
I made about 35 reels on this podcast.
And is it Instagram?
We got four videos.
It's a TikTok.
Just YouTube.
Oh, it's all YouTube shit. Oh, like shorts. Okay. Yeah,
YouTube shorts. And I've got 35 shorts and 4 videos.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the whole thing. It's like shorts. You know, you just scroll through one.
Yeah, you want to get their attention quick, you know?
Yeah.
Was that work?
No.
Well, that was a quick answer.
Yeah.
I got my phone on silent. I'm just saying.
It's a lot of, shorts to just, like, you know, like, stuff from the podcast, like, episode 1, episode 2.
No, I know, I got you. 3. I'm just saying, like, shorts where it's at, like, how you...
No, it is.
You get tucked in, like, real quick, real short and simple. This is what it is. It's just, two guys, usually drinking alcohol.
And we've got, what, 40 subscribers?
Oh, I have no idea.
In what, a week?
I mean, that's cool.
That's fucking insane, dude.
I mean, if they... subscribe, that's cool. You know, if not, then
yeah,
whatever. I mean, I hope you subscribe and comment and say like how god awful my voice is, because I think it is.
Yeah, we got
right now. I feel like I sound nasally. Maybe
39 subscribers right now.
Oh yeah, where are they from? New Zealand, Japan? They probably can't, like, you know what? They even understand what we're saying. I don't know about these white mics though.
Yeah,
should have got some black ones. Sound a little bit bigger, you know.
Sound a little bigger, a little darker.
Is this a W or an M? What's this logo on here? No. What does it even do? Like buffer or something out, or
it's about this. No, everybody's act is trying to like wheel his mic around a little bit.
All right, I feel like I'm. Like recording in a studio for like an album or something. We did a little bit of singing. Should I sing? What were you singing? What was that song? What was that song you were singing?
Last night.
Well, you know, you gotta sing it again, but it's like, yeah, what was the name of the song? If I want to hear the real version,
it's one. It's with him.
What was the name of the song that you were singing?
No, Hit Us With a Hymn.
Hit Us With a Hymn?
Yeah, something you know.
Like a religion? Audio, like a hymn?
No, audio like of that band you like.
Oh, His Infernal Majesty Hymn.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
No, Hit Us With Something, bro. Because you know all the audio. Hit Us
From. Yeah, I know all their shit. Hymn is a very good band. I don't know about that. The band's not actually a band anymore.
It is something, bro. What are you stressing?
I'm not stressing. I'm just explaining.
Hit us with a little lyric.
I'm just. When we sense the danger. You know, but.
Hit us with a little. Like, got me a little better than that. Come on now. Build it up.
You put me on the spot, bro.
Build us up. Hit us with a little something.
Build us up. I am building us up. I wouldn't listen if you were to look into this band. HIM. Capital HIM. I wouldn't listen to anything past the album Venus Doom. I think it's Screamworks, and then there's Tears on Tape, maybe? I don't know. I never listened to them. I think I listened to a couple songs, never really got into it. But there's their EP, 666 Ways of Love, their first album, Greatest Log Songs, Volume 666. Razorblade Romance, Deep Shadows of Billy Highlights, Love Metal. I guess Dark Light and then Venus Doom. That's about it. Who are you on the phone with? You still got that prank fucking phone call shit on your phone?
Hey, you think we still hold anyone on that?
Pennington, dude. Call that motherfucker up. Hulk Hogan with some like STD shit. That'd be funny.
No, I can't.
You want the app, bro?
Yeah. Well, anyways, what do you think about old fucking Donald Trump winning instead of Joe Biden? What do you think about that?
Well, it certainly was not against him and Joe Biden.
No, it wasn't. And I'm not
hilarious, but
I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm left or right.
I'm very in the middle.
I am dead center, guys. I am dead
center. I'm not conservative. I'm not fucking, you know, liberal or whatever. I agree with both sides on certain things.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I remember a world with Trump, and I'm not saying I had more money, but I will say my dollar went further. COVID had a big impact on all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I can't put that all on Biden or whatever, but he did, what, 8 years behind the scene with nothing. Obama. And, you know.
Everybody always wants to talk. Biden and Obama didn't do enough for us, and everybody went and voted for Biden. It was Obama, Biden.
Yeah, well, actually, I remember when he first got elected, everyone's like, you know, the Obama administration, which is really actually the Biden administration, but even with Kamala. You know, it's like, where the fuck was she for 4 years? You know? They kind of kept her in the background. I don't know if she was a backup or what their whole plan was with that, but you know, at the end of the day, I honestly wasn't sold on either candidate. I just kind of like, oh, well, Trump's been in there.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was at with it. You know?
Good things, yeah.
You know, it's just like, this girl, she'd been in the background. And I'm not sure what the fuck she even been doing, you know. I don't think she's been campaigning for the re-election for 4 years, you know. You got Trump out here dodging bullets, literally.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Figuratively and literally. But,
you got hit in the ear.
Yeah, he ended up getting my vote. Because we obviously are on the right track. I can't say we were on the right track previously, but I guess if you look at the, I don't know the term, but, oh, I would say I'm probably more liberal on some views, but I voted conservative, you know. It's all about, you know, your body, your fucking choice, you know? Yeah. Like, me, myself, I had a vasectomy. You know, luckily, I mean, for me as a man, I guess, it was kind of weird because when I went and got the vasectomy, you know, scheduled, like, no one ever talked to me about, are you sure, you know? No one ever said anything. Like, all right, we'll come look at your nuts. And like, all right, your shit's right here. All right, come in here in 2 weeks and we'll snip it. Okay, $60, my copay for my insurance. $60. That's all it cost me. You know, I from what I've told from or what I've been told from women is like, oh yeah, get your husband's consent to get your tubes tied and all that shit, and their procedure's way more intensive, you know, to have something done versus a guy just like. You know, like having your girlfriend or wife or whatever, like to take birth control is probably way more fucking harmful than you just have like. And it took like 10, maybe 15 minutes with the prep involved before I knew it was like over with. Yeah, I dealt with a little bit of pain for a couple of days. It was kind of somewhat awkward, painful to walk. But after that, you know,
it was good.
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's exactly the same. Nothing changed as far as, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then it's just, I can't have kids or can't make children, I suppose. So,
yeah, I'll drink to that.